Blog Talk Radio.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. In the street, singing songs and they're carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
And welcome to Wolverines Radio. And yes, we did change the name over the week and everything after everything went down. And we had a talk with the guys and we decided to change it to Wolverines Freedom Radio. So that's what we are now. So we all welcome you. I'm sorry we disappeared there for a while, but we took a break and much needed a break and everything. So Russell's not able to join us tonight, but Virgil's here. Brother, how you doing, my friend? How's your week been?
Oh, we're doing okay. We're doing pretty good. Just been watching a lot of the propaganda on TV, catching more lies than the truth, which is
right.
Nothing unusual. Excuse me. It's just one hypocrisy after another. The holy order of the double standard is in full swing now, and but the thing is, they're in fear. They're in fear. These cowards who claim to be for the American people, who claim that they're so righteous and everything, they're scared. They're scared.
Oh, yeah,
and what
definitely.
Are they scared of? They're scared to death.
Oh, well,
and,
when you have millions of people kept storming the Capitol, that sent him a very loud message.
Well, it wasn't millions.
Yeah.
But it was this. You see, even Pelosi is starting to cry and bitch, you know, we need protection now. We need protection. Okay. And they're wanting to keep the fence up around the Capitol building and shut this off and fence this off and get armed guards and everything. Well, on that note, if fences work, why are you wanting to stop construction on the border wall, for one? And if guns are so terrible, why are you wanting guards with guns to protect you. I mean, it's
right.
just a total line of hypocrisy. You know,
well,
I mean, this line, Dan, you know, Dan Blagio said it the best. I was watching his show, and, you know, 19 minutes after Trump was sworn in, the Washington Times, oh, let the impeachment begin.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had all of these false flags, these sham investigations, perjury out of the ass,
mm-hmm.
cities being burned down, you know, advocates of police murder being invited to the White House
mm-hmm.
and being praised for all of this civil unrest and action and everything else. And then all of a sudden, you know, they decide to stage this so-called attempted takeover of the Capitol. And
mm-hmm.
now they're branding everyone white supremacists, domestic terrorists, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
You know.
Right. Well, we said it many times on the show that they were going to pull this to an extreme and everything. And, you know, and I wasn't really surprised, but what gets me is that, you know, they're branding us for what they are doing. You know, and it's like,
well, of course.
And
like I said,
out, oh my God, Ted Cruz wants to kill me. He tried to kill me with a gun. Where's the proof? Ted Cruz never did no such thing.
You know, I mean, let's let the facts lay where the facts are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did not start this. We
nope.
did not go out. We did not bust people in the head with padlocks and skateboards and disrupt their rallies or whatever. You know, whatever we did in a peaceful manner. It was them that portrayed the violence. It was them that instituted the violence. It was them that introduced the violence
mm-hmm.
in all of this, all of this.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
And now people are getting fed up. And
well,
it's
a
just
lot of
like
people
a bunch
are
of, it's about goddamn fucking time they did.
Mm-hmm.
It's about goddamn fucking time you did.
Right after they elected the motherfucker in the office, and I'm going to say it. Impeach the motherfucker.
You know,
but you know, it's mind boggling, Virgil, you know, because I've been watching, I've been reading and everything, and a lot of the black community is now sorry that they voted for Biden. They're like, we got lied to. It's like, well, no shit.
Well,
they're lying.
No shit. And I'm going to say it in plain English. I don't care if you call me politically incorrect or racist. Okay,
mm-hmm.
These son of a bitches, they go into these black neighborhoods, and they go into these black neighborhoods, and they make all of these promises that they're going to get them free this, free
mm-hmm.
that, free this, free that, and everything's it's all going to turn into ifs and buts. We're going to make candy and nuts, and you're all going to have a merry motherfucking Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they con these people into voting for them, okay, when the votes are all tallied and they find out they won, well, they light a big old Cohiba cigar and fix them a highball and slap each
mm-hmm.
other on the back and say, God damn Billy Bob, we got them dumbass niggers to fall for it again.
Well, not only them, the Native American Indians are throwing a fit now. Saying there, well, I tell you, it was like, well, no shit. We tried to tell you he was going to stop the fracking, he was going to stop the oil industries. He's stopping the union. Even the union people were throwing a fit because they got lost. He was like, well, no.
Oh, they are about to go in convulsions down here in Louisiana because
same here.
He's He's wanting to stop all the drilling in federally controlled waters.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Yep. And, well, they're doing out here, well, in New Mexico, they just, even the governor got up, our midget governor got up and said, well, you know, this is where we get our revenues and stuff, how we're going to pay for the taxes. Look, with no fucking shit. We tried to tell you all this.
Okay. And your $15 an hour minimum mm-hmm. wage? Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal with that. Here's the deal with that. Okay. It's simple mathematics. It's simple. Okay. If you raise the minimum wage and you force employers to pay each employee $15 an hour, they are either going to have to cut back on employees or they are going to have to inflate their prices on their goods. Mm-hmm. Okay? Such as mm-hmm. gasoline, your mom and pop stations, your convenience stores. Everything is going to get inflated. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Well,
Let me finish. Okay? Oh, $3 a gallon? You're going to beg mm-hmm. for $3 a gallon before the end of the year, trust me. Okay?
Oh, what's it down here now?
Now, you have to raise your prices on goods. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like my profession, okay, you're going to have to raise the price on diesel fuel, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So diesel fuel is going to go up to $4.50, maybe $5 a gallon in some places. Okay,
mm-hmm.
that causes me to raise my prices, okay, so
mm-hmm.
I can operate. So mm-hmm. when you come down to it, your milk, your eggs, all your commodities that come on trucks,
bread.
Which is everything, is
mm-hmm.
going to inflate the prices. So that $15
well,
an hour, wait a minute, Joe, that $15
mm-hmm.
an hour is going to be worth less than the present minimum wage. You're going to go back to $5.50 an hour.
Well, not only that, the employees are going to start cutting hours down. You know, not full time. You're going to be working maybe 4 or 5 hours, you know, and everything. But the restaurants are going to raise their prices, which they already are now, because the only way they could stay afloat during this pandemic, they had to. But now it's even going to be even higher. You're going to pay $20 for a hamburger. You know?
I don't see $20. I see at least $10. $10 to about $12-13, you know, for a burger and fries now at a good restaurant, you know.
Well,
not that processed bullshit you get at McDonald's.
Right. Well, in California, San Francisco, New York, you're going to pay about that much. I guarantee you that. But here's the other thing they're trying to pass. I don't know if you saw it, but I was like, me and Trish, my roommate, were trying to figure out how they're going to pull this off, but now they want to charge you mileage taxes on your car.
Exactly. That is, no, it's not only that. They're wanting to increase our mileage tax. See, we already
mm-hmm.
pay mileage tax in the
mm-hmm.
trucking industry. It's called
mm-hmm.
IFTA. That little sticker you see on the side of your big
yep.
trucks that say
yep.
IFTA. IFTA,
mm-hmm.
okay, that's Interstate Federal Tax Assessment,
mm-hmm.
okay? You see, if I go to Mississippi and buy 50 gallons of fuel, okay, I'm exempt from paying Mississippi and its taxes. But
mm-hmm.
if I use that 50 gallons of fuel to go through Alabama, go into Florida, okay, and up into Georgia, and I don't buy fuel till I get to Georgia, I have to pay IFTA taxes to Alabama and Florida for using their highway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And this is going to be assessed. This is going to be – they're not going to send you a letter because they know you're going to lie. You
mm-hmm.
know, they know you're going to lie. I drove 2 miles this week and I rode my bike the rest. You know,
mm-hmm.
I took a bus or cab or something. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. They're going to put it on the fuel pump. They're going to put it on the fuel pump. And you're going to have if the stickers on your plates.
And that's exactly what I told Trish. Yep, and I told Trish that yesterday. I go, that's what they're going to do. You're going to have a sticker on your windshield.
And of all the people, that's right. And this rope sucker, this faggot, open faggot that he made transportation secretary. Oh,
butt plug.
You don't tell me. Oh yeah, butt plug. Oh yeah. He's gonna milk this cow on all four tits. And I can goddamn guarantee you, he's going to put the same taxes on the airlines. They're going to tax the living shit out of us. And the reason they're going to do this, is that they're going to make the United States a sanctuary country, and they're going to try to support every bum son of a bitch that comes off the boat and wants to reside in the United States.
Mm-hmm. They're already planning. They're already doing that. You know. But here's the other thing that people are really not seeing. And Biden said he's going after this next. And I will tell you all, cash in those 401k plans, because he's going after that next. He said he was.
Oh yes, he was. But you see, he's already reneged on forgiving the student loans. He's already reneged on that. He reneged on the we're not gonna frack. We're not gonna do this. Oh, we're not gonna pack the Supreme Court. That's coming.
Yep. Oh, he's already
and
doing
since,
that.
And since David Hogg has crawled his little wormy faggot ass out from under the rocks and started coming out against Marjorie Greene, attacking her. Okay, because he's not man enough to debate this woman face to face or anyone else like Caitlin Bennett and all of that. No, he'd rather walk off and walk away from them than have a debate over the gun issue.
Oh yeah.
Which if you listen to his story of his account of the Parkland shooting, okay, you will find more holes in that son of a bitch than that's in the Iraqi Navy. Okay.
Right. Well, we've had Marjorie on the show. We had her on the show quite a few times, if you remember. You know, she actually put Hogg in his place, and you know, and everything. And the thing about Marjorie's a good friend of mine. And I can tell you, that's a woman you don't want to fuck with, because you fuck with her, she's going to fuck you back.
I'll tell you this. I'm going to explain this. If everybody, you know, who forgot about this, because we haven't heard anything. We haven't heard about what the so-called accused shooter. We never heard of any sentencing of it or anything of what happened to him. He just fell off the face of fucking earth. Okay. He claims that he left the school during the shooting, rode his bike 30 minutes one way to get his camera, and then 30 minutes back. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you check the audio of the 911 call and the radio transmissions, all right, by the time he got back, this certain shooter that was there was already in custody. Okay? He was already in custody. All right? And then he produces a video of him hunkered down in the class with a bunch of his classmates on his phone, and they're portraying gunshots, which is somebody beating on a locker or beating on a steel cabinet, is what it is. You know, you can clearly hear that. Okay, and he says he was there when the shooting started. Okay, and he recorded it on his phone. Okay, here's my question. if you had a phone that was capable of audio video recording, what the fuck are you doing riding your bike to your house to get a camera for?
Right. And here's the thing, Virgil, with that. They want to come after us for if we put that out there, and that'd be put like misinformation or no facts. But that's the facts. That's the facts that you're putting out there.
You know.
And we've seen this hundreds of times, and, you know, another thing is, as soon as Biden gets into office, guess what? Magically, COVID is going away. Things are opening up.
No. We have a new strain of COVID that came from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
In the country now. And now they're wondering if the two vaccines they have, if either one is going to work on this. So more than likely, they're going to have to come out with a third vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And the first two vaccines, in my opinion, are going to be a catalyst. The third vaccine they're going to give, that's going to be the coup de grace.
The microchip.
No, it's not going to be it's going to be the same as when I mix certain chemicals and additives and whatever to make my toys with, so to speak. And it's going to be the beginning of the end for whoever's getting this shit.
I am not taking it.
I don't give a shit. They can fire me from my job. You know, I don't care. I am not taking this shit. And there is no way, no how.
Well, there was a report that came out today that a doctor, that a health caregiver, got his second shot today from the COVID, and he died right there in the office. So that tells you that makes over 100 people that died from that vaccine.
Yeah, but that's not a pandemic. That's not a reason to recall. You know, 100 people get killed by the same defect in a Toyota. Okay, all they want to recall everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, but 100 people die from the vaccine. Oh, that's acceptable.
Well, here's my question.
You know.
I want you to think. I don't know if you heard about it, but Biden signed an EO today, opening up the FEMA camps. So the FEMA camps can handle the ones that are anti-vaccine people.
Well, I didn't see that, I know this. That FEMA is trying to get executive order to get the military put under their control to administer these vaccines.
Well, that was signed today, and I think the military one is the next step that he's going to sign probably this week. But yeah, they opened up the FEMA camps today. So, you know, and we tried to warn you all. We warned you all about all this shit that was coming. Here we are.
Well, it's just one thing after another that this son of a bitch is doing. And here's another thing, you know, don't depend on these Republicans to do anything. Don't depend on them. Because, you see, you have, you know, some people call them rhinos, okay, but really they're infiltrators. They're Democrats who run under the Republican ticket, such as Mitch McConnell.
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney. Oh, he's the biggest one. And a bunch of these others that will sell us out. Two, you know, they're going to sell us out.
They've already been selling us out undercover,
and they're going to sell us out. And as far as this impeachment bullshit, people, I can tell you what right now, and I know, but I'm on the radar anyway, so I don't give a shit. If you in any way, shape, or form file your income taxes this year, you're just stupid. You're just stupid.
That's like we've been saying for years. You know, if you want to cripple the government, it's like Chrissy said on her show today. If you really want to grab their attention, write exempt on your W-2s and don't pay your taxes next year. Watch what they do. Just watch what they do.
Well, it's. I mean, you just lost your entire country. Why are you going to pay? Why are you going to pay through the ass, through the nose, with income taxes when they're going to tax every goddamn thing you do or have from now on? You know, for somebody else to tell you what bathroom you can use.
Yep.
You know.
I know that they're going to tax you for having an AR-15. Did you read that one? $200 for each AR you have.
Yeah, okay. Let them come collect.
And 50% on, it's 50% tax on bullets, you know, stuff like, oh, they're already taxing us to death. Oh, my God. Then Obamacare is kicked in again. You get a hefty fine if you don't have insurance now. Those that have pre-existing conditions, their insurance is going to be canceled. After Biden said he wasn't going to mess with it, hey, Obamacare kicked in. You're no longer going to have that, you know, insurance you had.
Well,
mine's going to be canceled out here for too long. So I'm looking for it to happen.
He has reneged on every promise that he has made, just like they always do.
Yep.
Just like they always do. And they got people out there will say, they got people out there that, you know, that Trump supporters say, oh, well, let's give him a chance. Let me tell you something. I'm going to give that son of a bitch about as much chance as they gave Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why, okay? You can criticize a political candidate all you want. You can call him whatever you want. But when you attack innocent members of his family that didn't do anything or had anything to do with anything, you're a scumbag. They have attacked his wife. They have attacked his son, who's got nothing to do with this. They have attempted to murder his son and his wife with anthrax. They have attempted to assassinate Ivanka several times. That people have never heard of. These people did nothing. They didn't run for president.
Well,
people didn't vote for them, but they're under attack. This son of a bitch that's on CBS, this Stephen Colbert. Let me tell you something about that son of a bitch. He is one of the number one son of a bitches that's out there fanning the flames for them to come after us.
Exactly. Here's the thing that eats my ass is that they want to come after all of us, put us in the same category as terrorists, but want to put us in concentration camps to give us to unbrainwash us. I'm sorry, but we're not even brainwashed. You can't unbrainwash somebody. That's not even brainwashed. That's impossible.
Well, trying to put 70 million people in concentration camps is asinine.
And that's not Not only that, brother, even AOC was calling for it. That's calling for an act of war on the American people, and it's a crime against humanity. For that, is an impeachment offense right there. And I'll look into it, and it is.
Well,
and
you can yelp and holler all that impeachment stuff all you want.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost control of any of that. That is not going to happen. That is not going to happen. This impeachment they got going on against Trump, they know it's illegal. They know it's unconstitutional. They have not had a hearing. They have no evidence other than hearsay to back it up. I don't recall Trump said march. Trump said march. He didn't say go up there and attack anyone or assault anything. You know, but
they said be peaceful.
When Obama and Michelle and Manchella and Mad Max and all of these people, Kamala and all them, call for protests, call for civil disobedience, blah blah blah, burn cities down, everything. Oh well, that is all peaceful protest. That is all peaceful protest. How many people were killed in those riots? How many?
Exactly.
What was the financial and physical damage done?
It was in the billions.
Oh, well, George Floyd was choked to death. George Floyd. Let me tell you something right now about that George Floyd video. Okay. That supposedly took place when this so-called pandemic first started out and everything else. And everybody was supposed to be wearing masks and this, that, and the other. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The police officers weren't wearing any masks like they are now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The so-called ambulance drivers, the first responders, they weren't wearing any masks.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody on the street was wearing any masks. So what does that tell you? That tells you that was staged months in advance.
Exactly.
Months in advance. And it was just released at a certain time, planned
to add
by
more
them.
Fuel. It was to add more fuel. And here's the other thing, brother. And I've been holding my breath on this one. Don't count on those reparations and that $1,400 check of the stimulus check you're thinking you're going to get, because it ain't going to happen. I'm sorry, but
your reparations are going to come in the form of community infrastructure and programs. You know, they've done that for years. They've offered that reparation for years and years and years. They're not gonna turn. You're not gonna get $1 million. You might as well just buy a lottery ticket. You've got a better chance.
All right.
Buy
and
a scratch off ticket. You've got a better chance.
And as far as that $1,400, I've been looking, I've been reading, and keeping up with it, you know. And you're not gonna see $1,400. There's no way. It's not gonna happen.
You see, people need to realize the economics that are involved in this. The more money you print, the less your money is worth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let's establish that fact. The more money you print, the less it is worth. How do you think we overthrew the Soviet Union during the Cold War?
That's what Rand Paul was saying. He said
that
same thing.
Okay. Here's how we made the Soviet Union throw in the towel on the Cold War. Okay. Reagan increased weapons production, and he ran the biggest bluff in world history called the Star Wars Project. And he had the entire world convinced that the United States of America had developed this defense weapon, and it was even brought up in the SALT II treaty talks that first broke down between him and Gorbachev, okay, that Gorbachev put it on the table, you're going to have to stop with the Star Wars project in order for us to go any further. And Reagan said no. Okay, along with that, the United States of America flooded the Soviet Union with so much counterfeit currency, rubles, that it just totally wrecked their economy. It just totally wrecked their economy. Okay? So eventually, the Soviet Union could not keep up with supplying countries like Yugoslavia, Poland, Czechoslovakia, and other Soviet bloc nations. They even had to give up in Afghanistan because of economic reasons and because the Afghans were kicking their ass. And once that happened, the entire system just collapsed. It just went kaput. Okay. And the main thing was because the United States flooded the country with so much counterfeit money, it ruined their economy. I mean, you have people in Venezuela scooping up money in the streets right now and burning it, using it to cook with.
Or
because
wiping
wiping
their butts.
It's worthless.
Or wiping their butts with it, you know. And that's true. That's pretty much what Rand Paul was saying, you know, the same thing with the stimulus pack. They're trying to rush you in there. It would destroy the economy, not help it. You know, put it much more debt with everything that they're wanting you to do with these. And giving all this money to the other countries and so forth, that would put us in much strain as a debt and everything. So, yeah, I could see that. So, yeah, don't count on getting that $1,400 check.
Well, if you get $1,400, it's liable to be worth maybe about $300. You know, in actual value. But I mean, if you're gonna supply money to this, supply money to that, you're gonna have to print more money, and it's going to be made worthless eventually. All right.
Oh, exactly. Well, here's something that I was just reading while you were talking. I don't know if you heard this one or not, but now Pelosi is saying that all members of Congress are enemies within if they carry guns. What does that tell you?
Well, Pelosi,
they're going after every member of Congress now that are.
You know, and I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't know. I wish Russell was on here tonight.
Me too. But I could tell you, we knew this was coming. We said it was coming. And, you know, well, they had 4 years of, you know, to plan this out. The minute they got control, we knew they were going to destroy everything within days, you know. At the rate they're going, give it a couple more days. We're going to be at war. I think by next month, we're going to be at war. Look at Iran. Look at Israel. They're already pissed off Israel.
Oh, yeah. Israel's going to bomb them. They're going to bomb them. They're going to turn Tehran into a parking lot. I can tell you that right now.
You know, especially here in the United States, they want to come after all the American people. Oh my gosh. You guys in there in Congress have no idea. You got to start something that we're going to finish. Now, I'm not calling for violence or anything, but if it's a war you want, it's a war you're going to get, but you're not going to be able to finish it because we outnumber you. That's why they're scared, Virgil. They're inferior because they know we can do it.
Wow.
That's why they fear us very
like
much.
Like I said, if things would have been figured out and planned out and some people would have taken chips off of their shoulders and gotten together like intelligent human beings and worked things out and planned things out, that what went on at the Capitol was a golden opportunity missed.
Exactly. And we tried that, Virgil. We tried to do that, but like you said, nobody wanted to listen to us. Nobody wanted to get involved, or nobody wanted to,
we're not going to go up there and start no shit. The shit was started 19 minutes after President Trump was sworn in. The shit was started. It was a golden opportunity right then and there to finish it.
So, I don't know, man.
Because
I think we're gonna see blood here in the States too. It's coming.
Because I can tell you right now, it would be a whole different story. It would be a whole different story if the papers and the press would have to see what they saw in Vietnam during the Tet Offensive in Saigon when the South Vietnamese chief of police took a .38 snub nose and shot that VC terrorist right in the head in the middle of the street and just left him there.
Well, I don't know, man. We saw it coming a long time ago, and we tried to warn everybody, and we did all I can say is we did our best, and everything. And we're going to continue. We'll continue and stuff because we're not going to give up. But, now they're coming after all of us. They're coming after, no matter what platform you're on, they're going to shut that platform down. They're wanting to come after all the radio broadcasters. They're wanting to come after every single thing we do because they don't want you knowing the truth. Now the truth is misinformation now. They're going to brand you.
They can try and brand all they want. People see what's going on now. And
exactly.
It's like I said before. They're not going to come full tilt until they start taking things away from them. You see, Americans by nature are greedy. They don't want to give up anything.
Especially if they work for it.
That's right. So you can look for these so-called pencil pushers to come to somebody's door or whatever and start telling them what they're going to have to do with their home or their car or whatever. And you're going to see some people getting shot dead in some people's front yards.
And I'm going to put this out there, it'll get me in trouble because I've been saying this. There's only one way in and one way out at my place. And I guarantee you, if they come at my place, there's only one way they're going to go out. So I'm just saying that right now because I love defending my home. I don't care who it is. If they, I'll defend it. So, and I'm not afraid. Never piss off. Me and Virgil said, and Russell said this, don't piss people off that has nothing to gain or nothing to lose. I'm one of those people. I have nothing to gain or nothing to lose, so, I'll protect my
brain. It's just mind-boggling that it had to come to this. It's just mind-boggling on how many. Well, let's just wait. Let's just wait and see what's going to happen. Well, you waited and you waited. Now you're seeing what's happening. And guess what?
It's still
guess
doing
what?
Nothing.
Now you want to close the barn door after the horse done run out.
Yep. You still don't want to do anything about it, you know, so. But I don't know, man. I mean, you know, it's just, I'd say about 3 months from now, or probably sooner than that, you're going to, it's going to get much, much worse. Oh, my God. You ain't seen that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And now they've completely canceled Mardi Gras. No parades, no nothing down here.
Oh, uh-oh.
You know, and I mean, that's going to put a lot of businesses in New Orleans. That's going to put them in reality bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
And
here's the thing. Some states are actually opening up now, and because magically it's the virus is disappearing a little bit. So schools are going to be allowed to open here in New Mexico on the 8th.
Don't count on that to stay very long. Don't count on that for very long.
That's what I've been telling people, because
you're going to go back to phase. You're going to go back to phase one again,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to start all over.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, people are just fed up with it. They've just fed up with all the shit.
Well, with this new virus, I've been watching this very close. So this new strand of virus coming out, that's going to give them the reason to close down the state. I already got 3 reports in the state of this virus already.
Oh yes.
So we'll see.
Oh yes.
We'll see. And then now,
we'll see.
Now they want you to wear 2 masks over your face. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
No way, Jose. Uh-uh.
I mean, it's just gone way past its bedtime.
You're right.
And I'm gonna tell everybody out there, I don't give a damn what vaccine you come up with. I don't give a damn how many masks you wear, how many times you wash your hands a day. If the good Lord says, "Hey, your time is up," you out of here.
Yep.
Period.
Oh.
Period.
Yep. So either way, you know. But we're just saying, you know, we've warned y'all, the preachers warned y'all, you know, other people's warned y'all. But that's all we can do is keep warning everybody out there. But you know, we're not going to go away. To me, it's like 8 years ago. All over again. You know,
well,
that's the way I see it.
It's worse.
Yep. So, you know, it's like Obama's behind Joe Biden telling him what to do, you know.
Obama ain't behind nobody telling nobody what to do. The people that's behind this are the Clinton crime family. That's who's behind this.
Exactly. But it feels
that
like
is
it.
Who
you know,
is behind this.
Well, to me and everybody else, it feels
Biden
like
it. Biden is a stooge. Biden is a stooge. He is a target. You know,
he has
a target. He's the point man. He's the point man. You stick the dumbest, stupid, most useless son of a bitch on point. That way, when the shot is fired, okay, you really didn't lose anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're really not losing anything because he's a fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
He's a
fucking idiot. Well, here's the thing. Once he's out, we're going to get Kamala Harris in. Oh, my God.
She's another stooge.
Mm-hmm.
She's another stooge. She's expendable. She's a stooge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The people calling the shots are not the people that you're going to see in public.
Exactly. Well, China's calling the shots. Clinton's are calling the shots. I mean, you know.
Am I wrong, Virgil? Am I wrong on that?
Well, no. You're not wrong on that. And there's several other countries calling the shots. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna cut drilling out in the United States eventually. That's what they want to do. They want to cut production of fossil fuels out. Okay, but you still got to have fossil fuels to operate. Okay, here we go. The Iran nuclear deal. Okay, who's the third largest producer of oil in the entire world? Iran.
Okay. But they want to ship the oil over here, raising prices up. But here's the thing. They want you all to go to the new Green Deal, to these electric cars, which these electric power stations
are controlled
by diesel. They're controlled by diesel.
Well,
they have to charge them by diesel.
They're wanting to produce electric-powered semi-trucks. Okay, let me tell you something. If you have ever been over the Colorado Rockies in a big truck weighing gross vehicle weight of close to 80,000 pounds, guess what? You ain't pulling that load with a truck loaded up, powered off Duracell batteries. I can tell you that. And that little bunny rabbit will have a fucking heart attack before he hits the first hill.
Right. And, you know, but they don't stop to think the logic behind that, Virgil, is that these electric cars, they don't work well in freezing cold weather. They've already tried that experiment.
Yes.
I mean.
Okay. This is the same line of shit that we got fed during the Carter administration. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The energy crisis, 55 mile an hour speed limit. We have to conserve fuel. Well, in actuality, in a 18-wheeler in a truck, which has a turbocharger on it, you are consuming more fuel and putting out more pollution at 55 miles an hour than you are at 70 miles an hour.
Right.
Because your turbocharger, the faster you run your engine, the more air it sucks through that turbocharger, which forces air into the engine and creates a tighter combustion. That way you have to use less fuel, which is why a turbocharger is on there. You use less fuel per cylinder combustion.
Right.
You see?
That's why you see a lot of black smoke coming out. You know, but people don't see this. Like, you know, if you research, I mean, I've researched this and seen, you know, these power stations, they are diesel fuel control.
Not all of them. Mm-hmm. You have coal powered. You have natural gas powered stations. But even these natural gas electrical power stations are few. Mm-hmm. Number one, they're few and far between.
We have
two coal burning plants, Cajun 1 and Cajun 2, here in Louisiana. Then we have the River Bend nuclear power plant, which once it starts going haywire and starts wearing out, that's it. They're going to have to shut it down. Because the reactor in it is so obsolete, they don't make any parts for it anymore.
Well, no,
it can't be repaired. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission said it cannot be repaired because it is so outdated.
Exactly. And not only that, brother, these things produce so much carbon in the atmosphere. Yeah, that's what it causes pollution, and they don't see that.
Well,
until you figure out a way
to put a catalytic converter on a volcano, guess what? You're going to have pollution. got right? air pollution.
All right. Well, I have a friend of mine I've known since we were kids. He's been trying to invent an engine that runs on water. That's been his goal. And he has so far. He's almost succeeded, but not totally. But you know, I'm like, well, they have already had steam powered engines. Why not use the same effect?
We have the technology to produce a liquid fuel to go in any car ever made, and it will run.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's called hydrogen. It's called
mm-hmm.
hydrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made from water.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But
they don't
the
want
technology,
you to know
that. The oil companies have suppressed this technology for years because,
mm-hmm.
okay, a lot of people can't understand, you know, they don't believe that a nuclear submarine can stay submerged for anywhere from 6 to 8 months. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people on a nuclear submarine. Okay. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're not servicing, you're not recirculating air out of it, and
mm-hmm.
you're not carrying a bunch of oxygen cylinders in there. So where's the oxygen coming from? The oxygen
yep.
comes from an internal component within the submarine that
mm-hmm.
removes oxygen from seawater.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what it releases as a byproduct?
Into the water or atmosphere?
Guess what it releases back into the water as a byproduct after processing the seawater and removing the oxygen? The byproduct that it puts back is hydrogen.
Right.
It produces
okay.
hydrogen.
Right. In other words, oxygen. yeah. And the
no,
yeah.
it produces hydrogen.
Hydrogen.
It
okay.
It hydrogen.
Wow.
And hydrogen is a clean burning combustible fuel, and they
right.
do have the technology to separate hydrogen from seawater, but. The technology has been suppressed by the big oil companies, the deep state, and the industrial military complex.
Right, right. So, wow. you know. But anyway,
In Saudi Arabia, do you see any water ponds, fresh water ponds, water towers, or anything like that in Saudi Arabia? You don't see any of that in Saudi Arabia. No, what they have... They have pump stations and plants that pump seawater
mm-hmm.
out of the Gulf, out of the Persian Gulf, into these stations here, and they process it, and guess what they do? They make fresh drinking water out of salt water, out of seawater. That's where your
wow.
drinking water comes from in Saudi Arabia.
Wow. Did not know that. So, see?
Yeah. But you have all kind of problems in Michigan with the water, with tainted water and everything else, and you got a
mm-hmm.
big lake called Lake Michigan right there that's full of water.
Mm-hmm.
It just needs to be purified,
mm-hmm.
just like the technology they use in Saudi Arabia. You see,
mm-hmm.
this has all been suppressed. Everything has been suppressed by big industry.
Because you see,
if you process something like hydrogen, okay, sure, you'll make millions of dollars. There's lots of seawater out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You'll make millions of dollars. But why trade billions of dollars and trillions of dollars for a few million dollars? You see?
Right. I was just going to say that. Yep. It's all about the money. But hey, it's that time. You want to continue, or do you want to shove it off for the night?
No. Did Sierra call in? I need to tell Sierra
no,
hello. I haven't talked
she,
to her in a while.
She said she was going to try, but she's working and everything. So,
okay.
But she said to tell you hi and everything. But she's I don't know. We're all just, I know we were confused and everything that's been going on. It took a while for us to calm down and just sit back and, you know, figure it all out. But, whew, what a mess. What a mess.
It is a mess. It's a mess. It's fucked up from the floor up. But, yep. So Lucretia, God bless you. Hurricane Ann, God bless you. Sierra, love you, darling. Russell, hope to hear from you Monday night. I know you're having subordinate problems. With certain people on your crew and everything. I read your post, and my heart goes out to you, brother. But people, you need to quit. You need to quit lying down. You need to quit shutting up. And most of all, you need to quit with this. Well, let's just wait and see. It's not working. If you don't see what's going on right now, then I don't know what to tell you.
Right. Take off the blinders. Take off your blinders.
It's not a matter of taking off your blinders. It's a matter of just using your common fucking sense.
Exactly. So anyway, we'll come back Monday night, and again, we have changed our name. We are now Wolves Freedom Radio, and we named it right after Red Dawn, you know, in case you guys were wondering. It's something we thought about for a long time, and plus, you know, we were getting hacked and stuff, so as you know, we changed the name of the show and everything, so... But anyhow, I'll tell you what, we'll be back Monday, and we'll have some things lined up and stuff. We may stop talking about politics a while, just do conspiracy theories, just to piss people off, you know, who knows. But anyhow, brother, you be safe on the road, and Carmelita, I hope you get to feeling better. I know she's been feeling under the weather, and to our guys at TCMA that's been listening in, you know, appreciate you all and everything, so... But anyhow, we'll sign off. Virgil, be safe out there on the road and on your way home.
Okay, my man.
All right. We'll catch y'all later.
All right. Good night, everybody.